Hey, welcome to another episode of Brand Mavericks, the podcast that ignites your entrepreneurial spirit and guides you along the path to building your own franchise empire. I'm Neil DiPentino, president of Titan Media Works and your host for today's show. Today, we're happy to have Doug Patel. He's a multi-unit franchise owner for Liquivita Wellness Centers. Doug is at the helm of two wellness spas with plans to expand into a third location. Here to tell us more about this amazing business, please welcome Doug Patel. Hey, Doug.
Hey. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Hey, this is our pleasure. Are you kidding me? So wonderful to have you. You're down, we're in Miami right now?
Yep, I'm in Miami. So in the Edgewater area, which is very close to Midtown Design District area.
Well, fantastic.
Extremely busy right now with all the lovely migration and all the new people moving in. So it's been a lovely last few years.
Well, that's good for business. You've got all those people moving into the area, I would imagine, huh?
Absolutely. It's great to have a lot of people, but it's even more important as a franchise owner and businessman to understand your demographic as much as it is just to see that there's people moving in.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, listen, we want to get into the business part of our podcast, talk a little bit more about Liquivita and what you do there and some of the opportunities and how it's going for you. You've been doing this for a while. But before we do, let's talk a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Doug, if you would, please.
Absolutely. So I was born and raised in North London. That's where I'm from. My parents are immigrants from India. My mother came when she was married to my father at 20 years old, arranged marriage, very typical of Indian culture. Grew up in North London, middle-class family, very, very hardworking, ethical family, very organized, very disciplined. Was raised from a young age with my father and my uncle and grandfather and everybody really, who really believed in hard work. And not only hard work, we come from a very religious family, so prayers was a very integral part of growing up. Weekends spent in the laundrettes, which would be laundromat in America. So it was a pleasure. And you realize as you get older, the values that are set in and taught to you and the principles from your parents, it's exceptionally important for the foundation. So having a work ethic and enjoying what hard work means was never hard for me because I was just accustomed to it from a young age. So move along to 17 years old, and now I'm in Miami. My father migrated, and we bought a property in Miami on 34th in Edgewater area, which is now one of the most expensive areas in America. It's going through such great growth and new condos and offices and so forth. But back in 96, when my father bought the property, you would not even step onto Biscayne Boulevard. It just wasn't quite the pleasantness as it has now. But again, that's what visionaries do. And my father was a visionary and he saw it all the way from London. And he came here for a holiday to see my mum's brother. And he realized straight away. And I will never forget him saying to me at a young age, I was about 40, and I'd come over to help him. When I say come over to help him, my father's older brother was here for a year and a half in Miami. 96 to 97, and him, my aunt, did most of the work, plumbing, electrical, in a 50-room motel, because we purchased a 50-room motel.
Oh, wow.
And it was run down. It was closed down for 2.5 years. We purchased it, and we physically got involved and did the work all day, all night, 7 days a week, to save money and use the tools that we had acquired through running real estate and doing all the work in the real estate and laundrettes in London. So we did that. We worked as a family. We lived in the motel. It was an exterior corridor, two-story, 50-unit motel. We turned it into a Super 8 motel, the first new business on Biscayne Boulevard in many, many years. We were the prominent people at that time in the late 90s and early 2000s. And it was a time where there was no investment in Miami. There was nobody coming. But my father, I will never forget, at 14 years old, when I went there, came here first for a holiday during my school break. And he looked at me and he goes, "Do you see where the location is?" And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Go on then." And I was like, "Well, there's water, not too far, straight away." And he goes, "Good. Where else are we?" And I said, "The beach is close. Downtown is close." And he goes, are you getting the picture here, young man?" And I was like, "Location, location, location. That's what you've always said to us since we were young." And he goes, "Exactly." Because a visionary doesn't look at something that they could always impact today. but how what they do today can impact people tomorrow. And you will duly get yours if you have a vision. Very Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger-esque style of doing business is very, very much how my father, uncle, are very Indians in general. The community believes in hard work, real estate, and working today and recognizing the true value of your efforts later on in life. So was taught that. I was very appreciative of that. So that's how I started. Then at 25 years old, I graduated with my master's degree at 22. And afterwards, I told my father, I'm going to go to New York. And he goes, what are you going to do in New York? I said, I'm going to do it how we do it in London. You suit, you boot, you go, you step into the HR departments, let them know exactly who you are. And someone will see my quality and my worthiness and say, yes, you'd be a great addition to our corporation. Well, that never happened. I went there and lo and behold, I see 18-year-olds who are leading up the HR efforts for so many of these large corporations. And an 18-year-old is not going to see my value because they're still growing themselves. So I came back, told my dad, I said, how about you let me take over the motel? First thing I want to do is take the flag off, stop paying franchise fees, create an entire marketing program for our hotel and draw in our own clients without having to give percentages away. And we weren't getting much from the company we were with. So I did that, and I was 22 at the time. I took over a hotel that was doing about 800,000 in revenue at the time. Sorry, 600,000, which wasn't bad. My first year, I did nearly $1 million of revenue.
Nice.
I added 35% revenue, and now we no longer needed to pay nearly 9% of royalties off top. So not only did I add 35%, but I saved us 9% off top. So it was a great way. My father really allowed me to really show myself and what I learned in university and college and all my, and allowed me just to go free and do it. And I wanted to do some renovations within budget. He did it. He expected me to submit a budget to him and why the cost is this and how it will impact the hotel. How would that increase the average daily rate and so forth? So from a young age, processes, KPIs, systems were always involved because I come from a community where everything is numbers. You had a mother that would always count like this. Yeah. Next thing you know, she's done 2 times, 20 times, 50 times, 80 times, 100 on her little fingers and told you, and you were like, what? And it's a very Indians growing up, we weren't allowed to use calculators. If you want your mind to be sharp, then you must train it. Because the reality is, all our minds are thousands of times more powerful than the most powerful computer that was made by man. Again, made by man. Man is the most powerful there is, if he wishes to be. So it's all about how you're growing up. And got into the business, took that hotel to where it was. Then at age of 24, I decided with my friend at the time, we want to buy our own hotel. So what we did is we created a business plan, a 2-year projection in his garage at his house. Mum would walk in and say, well, what are you boys doing? And we're like, we're going to buy the hotel. We are. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because a lot of people are like, yeah, are you sure you're going to do that at 24, that anybody's going to give you money? Well, we did. We got 3 to 4 people to invest in us. We raised $1.2 million. We purchased a hotel in the summer of 2008. $3.9 million, and we bought a hotel, and the market collapsed. Mm. The housing happened right, I would say about 6 weeks, the news came out with the big banks, and we had just bought a hotel, and we overpaid.
Oh, man.
Exactly. So the first thought, we're young. Now we have to grow up quickly. We have to assume responsibility of $1.2 million of investor money, who are all probably looking and saying, oh, my word. Could this be a catastrophic move? Well, I can tell you this. It was certainly a struggle. But the most beautiful thing ever happened 6 years later is I learned some of the best lessons I could ever learn by just holding onto the hotel, learning to control expenses, figuring out how I can get business into the hotel, even though the pool was a lot smaller and the amount of money that they were able to spend discretionary was a lot less. But I figured that out. I figured out how to get the best out of my team. Very important. Lead, not manage. Mm-hmm. And one thing I'm always proud about, and I would always share this with any person who wants to go into business, Never, ever forget the most important part of you is you, your name, your reliability, and how much trust people have in you. So no matter how difficult the times were, we had no money in the bank, our credit cards were maxed. I hadn't taken payroll at that time, maybe for 8 months. My business partner the same, and we were only getting $25,000 a year. And the one thing I never, ever did is when anybody called and I owed money, whether it was a vendor, creditor, I'd always answer, I'd always be honest, and I'd say, could you please work with me? And they always did that because I was honest, and I told them, my name is everything. Businesses will come and go. Times will be good, times will be bad. But the one thing that I can maintain is a rich reputation, and that will stay with me forever. So those were good lessons that I learned. After that, I started scaling up. We bought 3 more hotels in the downturn because we knew one thing, it's the best time to buy.
Right.
So we ended up negotiating, buying 3 hotels, one in Hollywood for $2 million, one in Boynton, and we bought that for around 4-ish, and then one for Miami Airport, 1.2. The valuations of those hotels are Boynton is somewhere around 9, 10 million.
Man.
My Hollywood hotel is about 15 million. And my airport hotels are probably around 5.5, 6 million. So we created a lot of future equity by understanding that there's a time to buy, there's a time to sell, there's a time to sacrifice. Everything has cycles. And I learned so much. A lot of lessons, made plenty of great mistakes. I was very happy to make my mistakes because then I know and learned my lesson so it doesn't happen in the future. And then move fast forward. I have all these hotels. We've been buying lots of hotels, selling hotels, renovating hotels. We built a Hampton Inn & Suites and an AC Marriott on the same property with partners that my father bought in 96 for less than $1 million. And we sold both those properties summer of 2021, just shy of 9 figures.
That's amazing. What a wonderful story that is. I mean, good Lord, from a very young age, you learn business from your family, and then you go out and you do it on your own. You make some mistakes. You come back from those mistakes and look at where you are right now. That's a fabulous story. So let's talk a little bit, if we can, about I would imagine all of this stuff at some point in time kind of led to your desire to maybe look at something totally different, and then you got involved with Liquivita. So how did that come about?
Absolutely. So in 2016, I was going through hair loss, added weight, lack of energy, wasn't sleeping. And these things were really detrimental for not just my everyday existence and confidence and how I felt, but all of that affects how I can apply myself to business and life. So it's a knock-on effects are great. And I always say the nucleus of all success is you. So if you're not taking care of the nucleus, then how can you expect to be at your best and how to truly maximize what your abilities are if you don't have the self-value and you're not valuing health and wellness. So I went on TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, in 2016. I was at very low levels, in my early 30s at 200. Ended up getting on TRT, started using IVs at probably about 17 or 18. And so some of the services and products that we offer in our health and wellness center, I was already using it. So I was a believer in everything. And what I had found is as through my growth in business, yes, I loved hotels and I loved, you know, all the other businesses that I was part of, but it wasn't the one that gives me a smile and says, I absolutely love it because I believe in it. You don't really believe in a hotel. You believe in health and wellness. So I was actually going to be honest with you, launch my own and just open up a med spa wellness center for men only, created a business plan, found a partner. That didn't quite work out. And then lockdown came and we had COVID and so forth. So when we came out of that, I'm like, I just want to do something that I truly enjoy. Something that really now encompasses all of my abilities I've learned in business throughout the years and see how I can be not only part of a franchise, but part of a new franchise with the right vision and leaders. And I want to make sure that I participate in the success. I want to be part of the success and I don't want them to see there. Be around and expect that success is going to find me. So I was really excited that on the franchisee end, I could align with a very young company with the right people, the right leadership, and the right values. And so I did all my research, went through all the companies, and I met, and I was like, okay, Liquid Vita Wellness Center, small company, 2021. So that would have been 2021 end of that I started doing research. So I was like, okay, had a meeting and I set it up and I met Sam Tejada, the CEO. He came himself. He was there and I went to his corporate location in Fort Lauderdale Beach. And the first thing I asked him is, tell me a bit more about yourself. And I had, I'm not kidding, probably about 80 to 90 questions. I had questions and I needed answers. And the main questions for me when I walk in is, can I align myself with your values? If I can't align myself with your corporate values, corporate mission statement, why you're doing it, and what the end game is, then it makes no sense to me. And I did. I liked Sam. He was such an honest person, absolutely passionate and loves the industry. He's a definite formidable leader. He's been in it for over 11 years. He started from a small place. He's a fireman. So he comes from, his value systems are wonderful. He has a great heart. And he's proven with the IV kits that they sell throughout America with, I believe, around about 10,000 practices or clients that they have. And so after seeing that, seeing the ownership group, the management group, that he had really thought about accounting, he had thought about marketing, he had thought about leadership. He got someone in there who understands construction. And more importantly is when I meet all the team members in corporate, they were all just aligned as he was in personality, values. And I just found that to be far too important. My next question is, what are we here to do? What do you want to do? And his exact words were, we want to help people. We want to get people healthy. We want to get them optimized. We want to get people feeling, looking, and doing better. You see, the thing is, if you have the right intention for what you're doing, you don't have to worry about the outcome. It will take care of itself.
Right.
Now, right. With the right intention, you've got to have the right process. So you can't expect to feel great about what you do and not understand what business means. So I really thought to myself is, without making assumptions, which I did at the time, is this is more of a industry where doctors and nurses and so forth who have spent so many hard years in books and reading and learning to become medical professionals, that for a good portion of them, they didn't have the time to understand the business part of it. And I'm a businessman with no medical profession, but a love for health and wellness. So when I came in, I really felt it'd be a great challenge for me. But more importantly is, how can I share my business principles to help new franchisees, new nurses, new business owners who haven't understood business and just try to be a support system? And I felt that the alignment with Liquid Vita was just perfect. I loved what they stood for and I loved everybody involved.
Well, it sounds great. So what makes Liquid Vita different from other traditional IV lounges?
So Liquid Vita, first and foremost, is a health and wellness center. So not just an IV lounge. They have so many different services. So we looked at the main modalities that we have. We have IV therapy, and we are definitely the leading in IV therapy. They're all single vial kits, which means that everything is only for you, single vial. It's really good for potency. And then when we create it and we put the bags together under our hood system, we've really made sure that bacteria doesn't get in. We're doing all the safe and all the correct methods of really administering and so forth. We have a beautiful wellness division where we do weight loss, the semaglutide, tirzepatide. We have rejuvenate medicine, so we do the exosomes and we do everything for PRP. We do sexual wellness, so we do things that for men, for women, P shots and O shots and Gaines waves. We do HRT, hormone replacement therapy, which is extremely big for us in Aventura currently, but we're doing pellets for clients, helping men and women, men to be optimized in their testosterone levels. Women really should be on HRT because it helps them with their hormonal imbalances. We do a series of peptides, and peptides, just strains of aminos that are natural to our body. We do skincare. We have medical, so we have a practitioners at work. So we do medical aesthetics, fillers, neurotoxins. So we really do everything. We pull blood. We have a lab, so we can do all your blood work. So we really are top to bottom, fully integrated for all health and wellness. So we can fully optimize any one of our clients because we do an array of services that we all need.
So for somebody who is like not like yourself, who's a business person, or maybe somebody who's not a business person but has a medical background, what makes LiquiVita an outstanding investment opportunity?
So the reality is it's still a very young industry, to be honest. We're still exposing ourselves and learn and teaching so many people about the benefits of all our services, and it is catching on extremely quick. I mean, I can tell you just 8 months have been open in Aventura, the amount of new clients, the amount of people that walk in and now need us. I need my IV. I need my neurotoxins. I need my peptides. I need this. I need that. It makes me feel great. I've got energy. I got this back. It is so beautiful to see that. So if you want to talk about impact and impact opportunity where people are going to integrate this into their lifestyle like they would Amazon Prime, Netflix, or anything else that we subscribe to on a monthly basis, what we are doing in promoting is that you need to budget for your health and wellness every month like you do for your streaming services, your convenience at Amazon Prime, and your gym memberships. But we need to take care of our health, because without our health, none of that will matter. So we're finding people are jumping onto this really quickly. And every single day, I have someone that walks in and said, I've never done an IV. And then they walk out and say, I'll be back. So it's a young industry, and it's a great industry because people are understanding that they got to take health and wellness more into their hands. And I think after COVID, what we've heard a lot is a lot of people, quite honestly, have a lot more understanding and acknowledge how important their health is with what happened through COVID. There was also a big transition we found for a lot of people who didn't have their trust set the same way for the healthcare system. And so they wanted to come and they wanted to take it into their own hands and make sure they were doing it. So there is a huge marketplace that's ever increasing, double percentage every month. And there is such a beautiful roadway to go for this industry.
I love that. So we're going to talk about some of the numbers a little bit here, in a little bit. We're not going to talk about it right now. Yeah. And so obviously you're looking at this as a great investment opportunity, and not only as a profit type thing, but also as a passion type thing. You had talked about at one point in time that you were thinking about getting this started on your own without any help. And then you switched over and said, no, this is not for me. LiquiVita has the answers, and you aligned very well with them. So what was the process with them as far as the onboarding, and how quickly did they help you get your business up and running?
Absolutely. It was, to be quite honest with you, it was a very smooth transition. It was very transparent. So you go in, I sat in, asked my questions with Sam, answered it all correctly. You then have to sign an agreement for 2 weeks, which basically they have to give you the franchising circular, so UFOC, which basically is a monstrous book that tells you every single thing that LiquiVita needs to put in there. And you have that in your possession for 2 weeks. After that, there's a license in place. You pay for your license. The second you pay for your license, now we start the process of finding our location. And the location, as we know, that's where, honestly, I come in, because that's something I understand. And so going back to what I learned when I was young is location, location, location. So you want to make sure you do the right market research, find out that you have the right demographics, which LiquiVita does a great job of assisting and letting us know where the positioning would be great, what type of rent you want to be paying, the square footage of what you're going to need, how much the build-out costs. So going with a franchise company like LiquiVita, the benefits that you're going to have is they've made all the mistakes. And that's money and time. Mm-hmm. And guess what? For what you pay upfront and what you pay in royalties, there's a lot of years and lots of lessons that were learned from them that you don't have to learn. Right. And more importantly is there's strength in numbers. There's strength in numbers. So as LiquiVita is growing, it's growing awareness to not only the industry, but the name of LiquiVita. You can now know that if you are living in Arizona and you fly into Miami and you love LiquiVita because they're in Phoenix, and now you're flying into Fort Lauderdale, Miami, you already know where they are because there's brand recognition. You've already been to them. You know the quality and standards. There's a comfort level to it. Just as when we go to hotels, we'd rather stay in Marriott's and Hilton's than an independent or anything that we're not quite sure where their level of standards are. So there's a standard set at Liquid Vida. They take it very, very importantly, a standard of how we treat and care for our clients, how we treat and care for our team members, and our responsibility to health and wellness. So they really do help you incorporate an understanding, help you set up, help you find the right locations. They do all the buying and inventory and setting up for you. They've already understood where you should be to start off at. They give you a good explanation of what your overheads are going to be, what you're going to be looking at in regards to numbers, which we can speak on when you're ready. And at that point, it's just following the process. You follow the process. You make sure that you're diligent on the process. And in due time, as you build up your business and you go through break even, this is an industry that can be quite lucrative.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so as far as like staffing up, I mean, what does a staff look like for one of the locations? And is it hard to find people to work for you? I mean, you got doctors. I mean, what type of people are you looking for when you're looking for staff?
Absolutely. So it is a bit of a challenge. And the only challenge you find is, so the first main person you're going to find is you're going to need your manager. That's the person responsible for relaying all the value systems and the vision to the rest of the team. After that, you need your client admins. So your client admin personalities have to be those who, it's a lot easier if they have some understanding of health and wellness, but really what you want is people that come in with smiles, with passion, care, and making sure that they understand that their position is really the most important position. They're the first point of contact for a client when they come and when they leave. So finding the right personalities for client admin. Then you're looking for your practitioner. Your practitioner is the one that's going to be doing all of the services. Now, your practitioner can be a nurse practitioner, a PA, a doctor. Now, just finding anybody is not going to be easy because they've got to have experience in the aesthetics field, which means knowing how to do fillers, PRP, toxins, and so forth. Then we have a lot of wellness that they've got to do, pellets, P-shots. That takes a lot of experience, takes a lot of certifications that they need to get. So you got to find the person that not only understands and can do all the procedures into a very good high level, but at the same time, they also got to understand how to speak to clients, how to talk about our services, make sure that the client's aware about everything that's offered. They then have to be able to have a great way of reading comprehensive blood panels and then relaying the correct recommendations to optimize clients. Once you have that, you're going to have an esthetician because we do skincare, facials, everything. So we find a great esthetician, which we have, and a wellness coordinator. And your wellness coordinator is in charge of basically your wellness division. And they're the ones that are taking the leads, taking care of all the consults with the practitioner, putting clients in programs, doing follow-ups, making sure they receive their medication, doing check-ins to make sure that their programs are going well and so forth, bringing them back in, seeing where we can reevaluate and put them onto new programs to then further optimize and take care of anything that needs to be taken care of in their health. So it's not a big team. Your teams are running, 8 to 10 people, so it's not big, but it's a group of very important people in different departments. And finally, IV techs. Right. You do need to have IV techs. IV techs are usually paramedics, could also be medical assistants, phlebotomists, as long as they've got the right licenses. And again, the experience, that's the last person that you're going to need. So it's not a big team, but everybody plays a very, very vital role in the overall success of the location.
Well, fantastic. So you've made a decision to invest in Liquid Vida. You've got the building, you've got the staff, everything's up and running and going pretty well. I think you mentioned that one of your locations has been up for 8 months and everything. Now that you're up and running and everything, what kind of, can you maybe describe the type of support that Liquid Vida provides you once you're up and running?
Absolutely. So they're very good with the support. And in the support, what do I mean? Any questions that we have with our software system, they're there available. Any questions we have with pricing, any questions that we have with protocols, any question. So basically, any questions that you have throughout your clinic, there is a assigned person in corporate that reaches out and is responsive literally the same day, whether that be on purchasing, inventory, speaking with pharmacies, regulatory things that you're not sure of, marketing. If it's to do with creations or anything that you want, they've been extremely good in helping us, And they're always asking, anything else you need from us? Is there anything else we could work on? What else could we do? So the support system has been fantastic. It's been transparent and they help you with everything.
Well, fantastic. So now you've got two locations. You're getting ready to open up a third. What is the future of the brand as you see it?
So, yeah, we have our first location, and it's me and my brother-in-law. We opened the first location, in fact, about a year and a half ago in San Antonio, Texas. It's a beautiful location. It was the first location in Texas also. There's a second location opening soon in Dallas. So very exciting to have that come into the system. Then I opened Miami, Aventura, 8 months ago. We've been scaling up. It's, you know, we're really enjoying it. It's getting good every day. And then the third location will be opening in downtown Fort Lauderdale in 2 weeks from now. So we're seeing a lot of new franchisees coming up, new locations coming up. And as the company's growing, we're adding new services, we're adding new protocols, we're adding, you know, the system is always getting worked on, right? Nothing's ever perfect. But as we onboard new clients, new franchisees, as we open up new locations, they're also getting better and better, and they're getting the best of what Liquid Vita has to offer as they learn, improve, and grow. And Sam has just done, I would say particularly in the last 6 months, I'm sure he's as tired as anybody in this world times 10, because he's forever on the road. He's always speaking on the company. He's speaking at events. He's on podcasts. He has his own podcast, and he's living and breathing it. And we are so thankful for it. And on top of that, he has a great book that came out. It's a lovely read with great people in the industry who give their insights. So the brand can't fail when you have the right leadership and when you have the right people pushing it. And as long as the brand is always working on, one, how we can improve services that will help our clients, but at the same time, they do listen to what we say. Well, and they always listen to the franchisees. And something that we incorporated, which was an idea of mine the earlier of the year, and they were so quick to incorporate, it's been brilliant, is once a month, all franchisees get together on a video chat for 1 hour, and we talk about any questions and concerns we have. We talk about what we're doing within our individual locations that are working, and we share insights. A lot of these companies do not do that. They do not have franchisees come and share insights. There's a fear to it that will they come together and will they form a union against us or something of some form. But the reality is no one's ever looking to really do that. We just want to be heard. We want to be helped, and we want to help each other. And they've been so brilliant with that in allowing that. And so I can't, on the client side and on the franchise side, they understand what's required. And so I see nothing more than a plentiful future for Liquid Vita, bringing in more and more wonderful franchisees, not just doctors and not just medical professionals, but now we're seeing a lot of excitement and interest from business professionals who want to align and partner with medical professionals, which, side point, you want to run this business extremely successfully and enjoy it at the same time. A partnership between a medical professional and a business professional working in harmony, you pretty much can't fail in this industry as long as, you know, you're working together correctly.
Well, it sounds interesting. Now, you've made that transition from being in the hotel business and now you're doing this. You told me, I think early on, that part of the reason why you got into this for your own health and everything. But from a financial standpoint, from an investment standpoint, I guess as a health standpoint as well. I mean, how has Liquid Vita changed your life?
So financially, yes, it's, it's not a huge, quite honestly, investment, if I have to be honest with you, compared to being in hotels and so forth. It does take time. So we are in a ramp-up stage right now. We're ramping up all our locations so we can get quickly to a stage of breaking even. But what we've realized in the process, especially in this industry, is that it's a high-ticket item. And when clients come in for fillers and neurotoxins and so forth, they don't need to come back to you for anywhere from 6 to 8 months. So you need to have a rotation of clients in order to fill the calendar on a weekly, monthly basis. Mm. So one thing I tell anybody who's coming to the industry is you've got to be real smart on your expenses. Don't overhire. Don't overpurchase. Don't overdo anything but scale with growth. But what I found also is you treat your clients right, you provide them the right services, you execute correctly, they're yours. We see it all the time and they bring referrals. So I can see where we are, and my goal for the end of the year is all three of my locations will be profitable. And I am very, very, very sure we're going to get there. And this is an industry that you can do anywhere from, I would say, an average of about 15 to 17% net profit. And that is a very good number for any business, to be honest.
Outstanding. Well, listen, we're getting really close to the end of our time together here. Just want to ask you one last question in closing. I mean, what would be the one thing you would say to a potential franchisee if they were considering this business?
It's a great business. It's a business that does require you to love helping, serving clients. And I can tell you, if you have the right approach to that, if you have the right approach to understanding that no business stands alone by itself, you are there to lead it. Do not become the business. Do not allow the business to become you, because here's what's going to happen. That means you're managing, you're not leading. This business, you got to lead. Any business, you got to lead. So as long as you come into Liquid Vida with a personality that I'm here to help serve, optimize clients, I'm here to build teams and lead teams and make them great leaders, I just don't see how you can't be successful. But more importantly is, not only will you make money in this industry, will you make money being a Liquid Vida franchisee, but you're also changing lives and helping people and their needs. We don't always put a value to that. But I can tell you one thing, the way I see and approach life after the small and subtle changes that I've seen and helped in my clients has been fruitful and beneficial in my other businesses as much as it has been in my own personal life. So there's many more things that are going to come your way than just money being with Liquid Vida Wellness Center. But you do things right, the money does come also, which is nice.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Yeah. Hey, listen, Doug, you've been a fantastic guest. I really appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me come on as well. Thank you.
Oh, 100%. So if our audience would like to get in contact with you to find out more about yourself and about Liquid Vida, how do they go about doing that?
Absolutely. So the corporate website is www.liquidvida.com. And that's LIQUIVIDA.com. If they would like to email me, Doug, Doug Patel, Patel, at liquidvita.com. And if you're ever in Aventura, you're going to stop by for an IV, a chit chat, a nice coffee, or a peptide. Our telephone number is 786-539-2552. And we're on 189th and Biscayne in Aventura. And there's a Chipotle behind if you're hungry.
Hey, you know, why we might take you up on that sometime soon, buddy. Again, thanks so much for being on the show. Really appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, that's our show for today. So thrilled you could be with us. Hey, be sure to stay tuned for more Brand Mavericks coming your way soon. Until next time, keep on building that empire. Thanks a lot and have a great day. Bye-bye.